This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Just check for me, it's working. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, lillahi alhamd. Thank you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
Preparation, prepare yourself now. So with that, I will throw this one.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd.
My brothers, make the rules. For the Eid prayer, we can start. So, صفوفكم أتم الصفوف الأول فالأول. Make sure that your rows are straight. Make sure the gaps are closed. There's no need for there to be any gap. Fill one by one.
I see no audio.
There is audio.
Make sure that your little bit straight, make sure the gaps are closed.
Sawfukum. Make sure your rows are straight. On this side, my brothers, this row is very straight, but I can see from this side the row is not straight at all from this far side. Close the gap. Why is there a gap? Close the gap.
It's dirty.
Ah, okay.
Thank you.
استووا الله أكبر 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm Al-Din. Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. Allahu Akbar. Subhana Rabbi. Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allah. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن نبينا محمد وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبد الله ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها ومنهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدى هدى نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We begin with the praise of Allah. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we ask His forgiveness. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one to misguide him, and whoever Allah misguides, there is no one to guide him. And I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah, alone and with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the slave of Allah and His messenger. We ask Allah to exalt His mention and grant Him peace. And to his family and his companions, and all those who follow them until the last day. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah as he deserves for you to have taqwa of him, and do not die. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord, who created you from a single soul, and created from it its mate, sent from them both many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah, the one whose name you ask by, and fear Allah with regard to your relatives. Allah is always watching over you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak a word that is true. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved a great success. Continue. Speech is the book of Allah. And the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best of things in this religion are newly invented beliefs and practices. And newly invented beliefs and practices are innovations. And all innovation is misguidance. And all misguidance is in the hellfire. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. My dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah wants things to be easy for you. Allah doesn't want things to be difficult for you. And Allah wants you to complete the days of fasting Ramadan. And Allah wants you to say Allahu Akbar for what Allah guided you to. And Allah for you to be grateful. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah made it easy for us to fast this month of Ramadan. Allah made it easy for us to pray Al-Qiyam. Allah Azza wa Jal made it easy for us to gather in for Salat Al-Eid. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allah made it easy for us, and Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to show gratitude to Him. So we must make this day a day of gratitude and a day of celebration where we come to Allah, and not a day when we go further away from Him. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, from the most important things that we learn from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, as it relates to the day of Eid and what follows Ramadan, is the asking Allah for acceptance. From this is their statement, تَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَّا وَمِنْكُمْ. May Allah accept from us and from you. And from this is that they, when the month of Ramadan would finish, they would spend their time in dua asking Allah to accept it. My dear brothers in Islam, it is not guaranteed that Allah will say accept you. Do you not hear the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah only accepts from the righteous. It is not guaranteed that Allah will accept from you. So you need to do two things to make sure that two things are always present in your acts of worship. First is Al-Ikhlasu lillahi ta'ala, that your act of worship is only for Allah and you didn't have any part with Allah in it. But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated that Allah Azza wa Jal said, مَا أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَى عَنِ الشِّرْكِ مَنْ أَمِلَ عَنْ أَشْرَكَ فِيهِ مَعِيَ غَيْرِ تَرَكْتُهُ شِرْكَ. I am the least in need of anyone to make a partner with me. Whoever does an action and they make a partner in it, I leave them and I leave their action. And the second thing is Al-Mutaba'a li sunnati an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our mother Aisha narrated from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he said, Man amila amalan laysa alayhi amrun fa huwa radd. Whoever does an action that is not done the way, it will be accepted. So my dear brothers and sisters, if you wish for Allah to accept your deeds, make sure that they are sincerely for Allah alone, and make sure that you strive, you work hard for those deeds to be in accordance with the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in order for our deeds to be accepted, we have knowledge of our religion. Alhamdulillah, we saw the masjid busy in the month of Ramadan, and we saw a lot of people who were very, very keen and very excited and happy to come and spend time in the masjid and to listen to the Quran. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, do not make this time that you come near to Allah. This is the last time in the masjid. Do not make this the last time that you come to pray in the jama'ah. Give time to learn your religion. Give time to know what it is, to know what it is, and give time to practice it. All of us are busy. All of us have work. All of us have times when it is hard. All of us live far away. But at the same time, we have to give some time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to give some time for religion of Islam. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Hamdala al-Asadi radiallahu anhu, there is a time for this and a time for that. So make a time for your religion and don't compromise in it. Allah azza wa jal said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dukhulu silmi kaffa wa la tattabi'u khutuwatan inna lakum aduwwun mubin. O you who believe, enter into Islam completely. To into Islam completely and do not follow the Lord. He is a clear enemy to you. قولوا ما تسمعون واستغفر الله والسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين
نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today is a very important day as it relates to the acceptance of your deeds. All of us have been working hard in this month of Ramadan, asking Allah to accept from us and aiming to achieve the taqwa that Allah made the month of Ramadan. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. We were trying to be better people. We were trying to be closer to Allah. Today is the test for you. Is today going to be another day on that path? Or is today going to be the day where you take a different path? For the last 30 days, you have been coming nearer and nearer to Allah. And Allah has made it easy for you. And you've been reading the Quran. You have been bringing the message near to Allah. Don't make today a different day. Continue on that path. Keep going on that path. May Allah accept it from you. May Allah Azza wa Jalla accept it from us. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what remains is just to mention two or three of the sunnah of the day of Eid. From them is to greet the people. Ask Allah to accept from us and from you. تَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَّا. Accept it from us and may Allah accept it from you. From the sunnah of the day of Eid, my dear brothers, is that you return back in a different way to the way that you came. And from the sunnah of the day of Eid is that before you came to the Eid Salah, you ate something that you show that today is fasting. Today is a day of eating and drinking. Today is a day of celebration. Today is a day of asking Allah for His acceptance. And today is a day of continuing to worship Allah as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for us to worship Him in the days and the nights. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ilahi alhamd. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal, Al Hayyul Qayyum. We ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to accept our deeds. We ask Allah to accept our fasting and our prayer in the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah to accept our Salatul Eid. We ask Allah to accept the supplications that we made. And we ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to continue to give us the tawfiq and the strength to worship Him and to show gratitude to Him and to remember Him as He deserves to be remembered. تَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَّا وَمِنْكُمْ وَعِيدُكُمْ